not," said the Queen.
"This is all?"
"Hardly worth the trouble of dying, was it?" said the Queen. The ancient King nodded, but gently, as though he was afraid his head would fall off.
"Something," he said, "must be done."
He turned to look at the Great Pyramid and pointed with what had once been an arm.
"Who sleepies there?" he said.
"It's mine, actually," said Tepikaimon, lurching forward. "I don't think we've met. I haven't been interred as yet. My son built it for me. It was against my better judgment, believe me."
"It is a dreadful thing," said the ancient king. "I felt its building. Even in the sleep of death, I felt it. It is big enough to inter the world."
"I wanted to be buried at sea," said Tepikaimon. "I hate pyramids."
"You do not,"
said Ashk-Ur-Men-Tep.
"Excuse me, but I do," said the king politely.
"But you do not. What you feel now is mild dislike when you have lain in one for 1,000 years,
said the Ancient One.
"Then you will begin to know the meaning of hate."
Tepikaimon shuddered.
"The sea," he said. "That's the place. You just dissolve away."
They set off towards the next pyramid. Gurn led the way, his face a picture, possibly one painted late at night by an artist who got his inspiration on prescription. Dil followed. He held his chest high. He'd always hoped to make his way in the world, and here he was now, walking with kings. Well, lurching with kings. It was another nice day in the high desert. It was always a nice day, if by nice you meant an air temperature like an oven, and sand you could roast chestnuts on. You Bastard ran fast, mainly to keep his feet off the ground for as long as possible. For a moment, as they staggered up the hills outside the olive-treed, field-patchworked oasis around Ifeb, Tepik thought he saw the unnamed as a tiny speck on the azure sea. But it might have been just a gleam on a wave. Then he was over the crest, into a world of yellow and umber. For a while, scrubby trees held on against the sand, but the sand won and marched triumphantly onwards, dune after dune. The desert was not only hot, it was quiet. There were no birds, none of the susurration of organic creatures busily being alive. At night, there might have been the whine of insects, but they were deep under the sand against the scorch of day, and the yellow sky and yellow sand became an anechoic chamber in which You Bastard's breath sounded like a steam engine. Tepik had learned many things since he first went forth from the Old Kingdom, and he was about to learn one more. All authorities agree that when crossing the scorching desert, it is a good idea to wear a hat. You Bastard settled into the shambling trot that a prime racing camel can keep up for hours. After a couple of miles, Tepik saw a column of dust behind the next dune. Eventually, they came up behind the main body of the Ephebian army, swinging along around 6 battle elephants, their helmet plumes waving in the oven breeze. They cheered on general principles as Tepik went past. "Battle elephants," Tepik groaned. "Tassort went in for battle elephants too. Battle elephants were the fashion lately. They weren't much good for anything except trampling on their own troops when they inevitably panicked, so the military minds on both sides had responded by breeding bigger elephants. Elephants were impressive. For some reason, many of these elephants were towing great carts full of timber. He jogged onwards as the sun wound higher, and this was unusual, blue and purple dots began to pinwheel gently across the horizon. Another strange thing was happening. The camel seemed to be trotting across the sky. Perhaps this had something to do with the ringing noise in his ears. Should he stop? But then the camel might fall off. It was long past noon when You Bastard staggered into the baking shade of the limestone outcrop, which had once marked the edge of the valley, and collapsed very slowly into the sand. Tepik rolled off. A detachment of Ephebians were staring across the narrow space towards a very similar number of Tassortians on the other side. Occasionally, for the look of the thing, one of them waved a spear. When Tepic opened his eyes, it was to see the fearsome bronze masks of several Ephebian soldiers peering down at him.